Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Our topic today is the connection between witness and outreach. Now, a lot of times when people talk about witness and outreach, they really talk about them as though they're the same thing. But witness and outreach are really two different things. They're two different things, but they're very closely interconnected. We could even say that they're like two sides of the same coin. But to understand what the distinction between witness and outreach is, as well as what the relationship between witness and outreach is, we need to start with who we are. If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we see who we are, because it's put very clearly in terms of being a body. It says, just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of that body, though there are many, are one body. And so it is with Christ. That's who we are. We're the body of Christ. We've been baptized in the one Spirit into the one body, and that one body has one purpose. That one body is made up of many parts, many members. So we are the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ collectively, or we could use the word corporately, because that really captures the essence of this whole discussion here. We're corporately the body of Christ, one body, but we're also individual members of the body, each member having its own function and purpose, yet all working together for the one purpose of this body, because we are a body with a purpose. Now, if we read on from 1 Corinthians 12, we get to 1 Corinthians 13, which is probably one of the most familiar chapters of the entire Bible. It's a chapter about love. Now, often it's taken out of context and used in different settings where people think it's about human love or the love of a couple or something like that. But really, 1 Corinthians 13 is explaining what the perfect love of Jesus Christ is. The perfect love that has come to us for us to experience and to know. But it's also the perfect love of Jesus Christ that we're called to share with the world through witness and outreach. 1 Corinthians 14 picks that up. In the very first verse, it says, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Now, that word prophesy means proclaim. It means to share the word of God, to speak forth that word that God has given us to share. And that's something we do individually in our witness, and it's something we do collectively or corporately as the body of Christ in our outreach. Witness and outreach, individual and collective prophesying or sharing of God's word with the people in our lives and the people in our world. Let's understand witness is this. It's believers confessing Jesus Christ individually or collectively in the context of their vocations. That is, speaking the faith to the people with whom we live, we work, we study, we worship, we play, the people in our lives, in our vocations. Witness is the work of the church scattered, that is, Christians in the world. As we go out into the world, into our everyday lives, as we're going about, witness is that work of speaking God's word, sharing the love of Jesus with the people that he's put into our lives. Martin Luther has this to say about witness. He said, God placed his church in the midst of the world among countless external activities and callings, not in order that Christians should become monks, but so that they may live in fellowship and our works and the exercises of our faith may become known among men. We are witnesses of Jesus Christ. We're out in the world living our faith, but more importantly, speaking the faith so that others will come to know the love of Jesus Christ, of which we're our witnesses. But witnessing isn't enough. Witnessing is enough that the word would go out and the Holy Spirit works through the word, creates faith. But witnessing isn't enough in the sense that people aren't meant to become individual Christians as scattered around the world with no connection to the body of Jesus. See, there is no me and Jesus in the Christian faith. Believers are meant to be in fellowship with Christ and with other believers. 1 Peter 2 talks about us as a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It goes on to say, once you were not a people, we were scattered, we were individual, we were cut off, we were nothing. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Witness reaches individuals individually. It's not enough to bring people into the fellowship of Jesus Christ with other believers. It's not enough for them to become part of this chosen people and royal priesthood. It takes something more than witnessing. Now, it certainly takes witnessing, but it takes something more than witnessing for others to experience being part of the body of Christ. For that, we need the church. And we all need the church. In the Large Catechism, the explanation of the third article talks about it this way. The Holy Spirit affects our sanctification through the following: the communion of saints, or Christian church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. In other words, he first leads us into his holy community, placing us upon the bosom of the church, where he preaches to us and brings us to Christ. What the large catechism is driving at is that we all need the church, because the church is the steward of word and sacrament. It's where the gospel is proclaimed in its purity. It's where the sacraments are rightly administered. It's where he, the Holy Spirit, makes use of those means of grace to, quote, preach to us and bring us to Christ. We need the church because it's through the church that the Holy Spirit works and sustains faith. It's through the church that he brings us his grace through the means of grace. Individual witness doesn't bring people to the church. For that, we turn to outreach. Outreach is the collective efforts of a local congregation to engage people outside of the church with the intent and the desire to include them in the word and sacrament ministry of their congregation. Or in other words, outreach is the work that's carried out by the church gathered. Outreach is how we connect people to our congregation. But not just to the congregation, not just as a group of people, an assembly, an organization, but to the congregation as the place where God's word is proclaimed in purity and truth and his sacraments rightly administered. Outreach is the way that we bring people into the word and sacrament ministry of the church. In Ephesians 2, it talks about this collective effort, this whole idea of being together as the church in this way. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. The language of outreach is a language of community. It's a language of being brought together by the Holy Spirit. It's being built together as the swelling place of God. It's being together in Christ and then working together in Christ to bring the good news of Jesus to our world. So witness and outreach have a symbiotic relationship. And that relationship is based in a shared desire to bring people into the word and sacrament ministry of a local congregation. A ministry in which they can learn of Christ, have faith in Christ, grow in Christ, be sustained in Christ, mature in Christ through word and sacrament. But witness needs outreach to gather new believers into the church. Witness by itself doesn't bring people to the church. But outreach also needs witness in order to reach people through the vocations of witnesses. Without Christ witnesses out in the world as they are going in the context of their everyday lives, outreach tends to be a function of the church isolated from the community. We need Christ witnesses out in the world connecting with people who don't know Jesus or outside the sphere and influence of the church. So working together, witness and outreach is evangelism. Ephesians chapter 3 speaks to this understanding of evangelism this way. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for the ages in God who created all things. Here we see the witness side of it, the individual going out into the world, in this case the Apostle Paul. Now the outreach side of it. Verse 10, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So it's through the church that people are gathered together into Christ, witness and outreach together so that people can come to know and live in Jesus Christ. Witness and outreach. It's what we do as the church. It's what we do for the sake of the world. It's not an either or. We don't do witness or outreach. It takes both. The individual witnesses out in the world who are connected to the church so that they in turn can connect others to the church. We are both. Individually, we're his witnesses. Collectively, his church. Or in the words of Isaiah 43, his servant. Now this is brought out beautifully, this whole idea of witness and outreach in this passage where God is speaking to his Old Testament church, but it's equally true for his New Testament church. He says, bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf yet have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Beside me there is no Savior. This is our message for the world. Individually, he tells us, you are my witnesses. Collectively, he says, you are my servant. He's chosen us to proclaim his love and grace and mercy to our dying world, so that those who are perishing, those who are blind yet have eyes, those who are deaf yet have ears, would know that he is God. And besides him, there is no Savior. Witness and outreach for the same reason, that people would know the one true God as their Savior.